After nearly three decades living in Sitka, Sheila Finkenbinder believes she's as qualified as anyone to serve on the assembly. She has no axe to grind and no agenda, even on the top issue on the Sitka Assembly's plate, Sitka Community Hospital.
We're a long ways from the solution, but we're also closer to needing to have an answer for Sitka Community Hospital, for its health.
In some ways, she's as fascinated as everyone else by the turns the hospital debate has taken. Her position now is keep listening.
Well, we started with, should we cooperate with the two hospitals? And that suddenly went after a year into, no, should we let Search take over our hospital? And back to, oh, wow, I guess this is really a bigger issue than maybe we were recognizing, and we need to step back and really survey the community and see how they're feeling about it.
Her strategy, if elected, is to keep the conversation on the hospital moving in a positive direction. Finkenbinder wants to contribute a more positive tone overall to municipal government. She does not want to be seen as a naysayer.
I would love to see us say yes more often. I want to see us say yes to businesses that want to come to town and invest in our town. I want to try to get roadblocks out of their way and help them to invest in our town, help them move to our town. If people want to build a home or a small business on their property, I want to get the roadblocks out of the way and help them do that.
Small business development has occupied Finkenbinder's attention for much of her life in Sitka. When she and her late husband Ken arrived in Sitka 27 years ago aboard their trimaran, they set up a metal fabrication and repair shop. She later helped create and operate a nonprofit small business incubator called Sitka Works. More recently, though, Finkenbinder's been serving on the board of the Gary Paxton Industrial Park. She's still new and hasn't really made her mark on that board, but its mission dovetails with her ideas about economic growth.
If people can manufacture, and that can be on a small scale or a large scale, salt on up brings dollars into the town. And that's the kind of thing that I'd really like to see happening.
As a former aide to Republican Representative Peggy Wilson and a former Republican legislative candidate herself, Finkenbinder is quick with conservative doctrine, like you can't tax your way to prosperity. But she also doesn't want to see services and infrastructure in Sitka drift into neglect.
We all clearly would like the best, but it's constantly a balancing act. We no longer have a big industry here paying big salaries, big property tax, to make us well off enough that we can simply have whatever we want when we want it. So we're constantly having to balance what we can do with what we'd like to do. We'd love to have a new police department, public safety building. Can we afford it? When can we afford it? How can we pay for it? I'd love to have the street next to my house repaved, but as much as I want it, where's the money?
The answer for Finkenbinder is in expanding the tax base. That means more people to spread out the costs of government services.
We've got a lot of great infrastructure here for a town of 9,000 people. It's pretty amazing. So that's really my priority. Get more people here.
Finkenbinder says the real estate market is a good indicator that Sitka remains a desirable place to live. She disagrees with the perception that more people are leaving Sitka than coming in. Is it expensive? Yes. And Finkenbinder says Sitka is not alone.
So we're not the only people in the world who are living in a place that's expensive. Nonetheless, we want to try to deal with that, to keep housing costs down and to try and keep utility costs down. But at the same time, maintain our harbors and pave our roads and all the other things that we need to be doing to make it nice to live here. We can't just not pay the bills.
Finkenbinder appreciates that living in Sitka can be a struggle. She's putting up a cottage on her property in a personal effort to ease the crunch in rental housing. Yet in her travels, she has never found any place quite like Sitka. I've contemplated leaving, she says, but every time I do, I end up becoming more invested in this community. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.